Welcome everyone to episode what?
Four.
It's been a minute since we uploaded and recorded, but that's okay. Yeah, so I'm Allie.
Oh, I'm Leanne.
My name's Sasha. Hello.
And today we are going to be talking about 2020 and what we have learned and also what we want to do next year.
Yeah, just kind of hopes and dreams for 2021.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell this really funny joke that my mom told me like 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. That, you know, we think it's bad right now in 2020, but just wait until it's 2021 and it starts drinking. Haha, very funny. Anyways, sorry about that. That's a hella mom joke for you.
It is kind of a mom joke, but that's okay, because everything that comes out of my mouth is, like, a weird, sarcastic joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm looking for you guys, though, like, in 2020, has, like, there been, like, a big thing in your life? Like, I don't know, like, a big thing for me right now has been, like, mental health this year, I feel like. Is there something like that for you that's been, like, you know, big this year?
Yeah, I think so. Just like with my personal life, there's been a lot of different things going on. I feel like I talk a lot less with my friends, but the people that I still do talk with, I've gotten a lot closer to. And yeah.
Kind of like what Leanne was talking about, I feel like mental health has been something that's kind of just been brought to my attention. Just because I had kind of like an unconventional childhood and I had all these things that I was like, oh, you know, I had all these things happen to me and I'm still fine. And I always thought, you know, like, there's nothing wrong with me. Like, I'm not anxious. And like this year, you know, with COVID and just everything that has blown up in everybody's face this year, it's kind of made me realize that, like, hey, I'm not as okay as I thought, which sounds like it might be bad, but like, I'm glad that I'm more aware of it now because it's a lot easier to like cope and like figure things out when you actually know what's going on in your brain and like stuff like that. So yeah, definitely. And I mean, I don't know, kind of like what Allie was saying too, I feel like especially at the beginning of COVID, I didn't really like know how to communicate like virtually that much. You know, I thought I could just get by like texting my friends as much as I did before, which was not a lot considering I saw them in school every day. And now it's a little bit different, and I feel like now it's a little bit easier, and I feel like, you know, I'm FaceTiming people, and it's nice to actually, I've learned kind of how to be virtual friends with people and all that, so.
Yeah, definitely. What about you, Leanne? I know that you touched on mental health real quick, but do you want to, like, add on to that anymore?
I don't know. It's just, like, I feel like it's always been kind of put on the back burner for me, like, even, like, when the start of high school, that's kind of where it all started, I guess, like, getting more, I just kind of, like, I guess kind of ignored it, because I'm, like, I think I kind of had the same mindset of Sasha, like, oh, I'm, like, not maybe the same, but very similar. I was, like, oh, yeah, I might have, like, a little anxiety there, but it's not that bad. But it just, like, I don't know, I feel like it started to, like, really escalate this year, so, like, it's always, like, mental health before grades, but, like, I feel like I personally wasn't doing that. Like, I would be one of those kids that would be, like, why couldn't you finish your assignment on time? Like, I know that's so stupid, but, like,
oh, yeah,
I get why now. Like, mm-hmm. Obviously, if someone has, like, depression or something, they obviously value their own life over finishing just an assignment. Like, I don't know. I feel like I've just learned how to, like, prioritize that. Now over
definitely. And yeah, just to like sort of add on to that, like, I definitely, like, I never was like a perfect student, you know, but I kind of was a perfectionist, and you know, I wouldn't have any trouble, like, middle school, like all of high school up until now, I wouldn't have any trouble, you know, just getting assignments in and like turning them in, and you know, it was all kind of fine. And now it's like, hey, like, it's a lot harder for me now just because of mental health and just because of online school. I feel like I don't learn as well, and you know, teacher standards are just different, and it's kind of funky, but you know,
it's kind of funky.
Yeah
Definitely, like, it's really hard to, like, once you're done with school, have the same drive that you would have to stare at a screen for another, you know, 2 hours.
Definitely.
And you've been doing that for however long. Mm-hmm. And I know I'm probably overlapping a lot with what I said in our first episode, which is our school podcast, mm-hmm. which if you haven't checked out, you should. always be plugging.
Yeah.
But like, it's really hard to, you know, stare at a screen for however long. And, you know, luckily we are lucky in the fact that our school does design breaks into our school day, but still, it is definitely difficult to stay focused after school.
Yeah, I just agree with that. Totally. You know, like when you were in regular school, you'd be getting worksheets and you could just go home and stare at a piece of paper for an hour instead of your computer again. And it's weird how something as small as that can just affect like your mental health and your drive and motivation and all that. So anyways, sorry, go ahead, Leanne.
Yeah, like talking to people for like answers and stuff, like I don't know, just talking in general, just about anything.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're in school and you're, you know, a little bit confused and you're a problem, you can be like to the person next to you, yeah. Hey, do you understand this? Or
yeah,
if I have a friend in that class, I can be like, hey, what did you get for this? Because I don't understand it. And, but now I just like check the teacher's answer key or worse. Mm-hmm. Don't get it, you know?
Like,
yeah.
Also, I feel like, I don't know, I feel like I was, like, reminded of it every day. Like, every day we'd have, like, at least you'd have your subject for at least 50 minutes, like, every day pretty much. So, like, something for, like, French, you know, like, I'd be reminded of it every day. So, like, I feel like it'd stick in my brain more.
But yeah.
Since, like, sometimes it'll be, like, an hour. Sometimes it'll be, like, 30 minutes. And then Wednesday, I don't even do anything, really. So, it's, like.
Right.
It kind
of
gets
well. Wednesday, I'm playing catch up for the rest of the week.
Right.
For context, oh, sorry, it was really loud there. For context, there Wednesday, we just have an advisory class period and not much regular, not any online classes. There are like optional classes mm-hmm. that you can go to if you need more help.
Yeah.
And I definitely go to some, but.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I rarely go to those, even if I say I'm going to, because there's nobody to, like, keep me accountable, and I just normally end up not doing that, and it kind of, you know, another just thing with, I mean, I don't know, I want to, like, after, you know, you guys say your thoughts on whatever we're talking about right now, kind of move on, because we did talk about school a lot in our first episode, so maybe move on to just, like, other aspects of the year, but, like, accountability, like, if there are days when I, like, don't want to go to school, and I just, like, am, like, feel like a zombie, like I cannot pay attention in any of my classes and get away with it and like not do anything and get away with it, whereas like if I was going to in-person school, I'd just kind of be forced to pay attention, and then I would, you know, regardless yeah. If I was happy, I would still be doing work. And now I'd like, you can get away with like taking those breaks, which can be a good thing, but it's also kind of sucks because like it's my motivation against, you know, what's good for me. I don't know. Anyways,
definitely. Changing gears like a lot here, have you guys, like, picked up any new skills since the start of quarantine?
No. I don't know. I don't know. I feel like I've just been busy, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
definitely.
I don't know. I've been, like, doing stuff, like, I guess more for myself. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. Just, like, going back to, like, the thing that's been, like, revolving around my health. Like, myself, I mean. I don't know. I always talk about mental health just because, like, I don't know. It's, like, really affecting me right now.
Yeah. And that's a good thing. Like, not that it's affecting you, but that you're talking about it.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like it took me a long time to start even talking about it. Like, I don't even know. It took a pandemic.
Yeah.
Which is kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I don't know. I feel like also, like, I guess it's kind of personal. Like, going to therapy helps. Like, everyone should go if you feel like you need it. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's a good resource.
Mm-hmm. Or, like, even if you don't feel like you need it, I feel everyone... No one is going to not benefit from therapy. And I apologize for the double major. No, double...
Negative.
Double negative. Sorry to all the English majors is what I meant to say. But, like, no one's going to do worse from therapy.
Yeah, definitely. Like, just, like, I got to, like, kind of be in the background of listening to somebody else's virtual therapy session. And, like, I have always been the type of person, like, because somebody else can get therapy. Like, I don't really need it, you know?
Yeah.
But even just listening to that, I was like, wow, like, maybe, like, this would be a nice thing for me to do. So, like, I'm not currently in therapy, but maybe, you know, that's something that I will do in the future or something, because I feel like regardless of anything, it'll probably help. And it'll give you an outside eye, you know?
I don't know. Like, also, like, what comes with that is, like, even before some people go to therapy, like, self-diagnosis can also be kind of, like, harmful in some ways.
Definitely.
Like, I mean, if you feel like you might have it, then yeah. Like, obviously go check.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes I feel like that can be harmful sometimes.
So. This is kind of, Yeah, I agree with that. I just want to, like, real quick before we, I don't know, move on. Like, also self-diagnosis, though, I'm not going to, like, say don't self-diagnose, because there are some people who don't have the resources to get a diagnosis. And, like, you doing their own research and, like, taking experience from their own life is all they can do. And that's also a good thing.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm not going to sit here and say that I have ADHD, because I have never been tested and I do not have a diagnosis. However, I feel like if I was tested, I would get diagnosed with some form of ADHD. But the reason why I don't have a diagnosis and don't feel like I need one is, personally, I don't feel like I need medication for it. So if there ever came a point in my life where I did feel like I needed medication for it, I would absolutely get a diagnosis, and like, and if I didn't, you know, have it, then I wouldn't, you know, take the medicine. I would figure out what the problem was. So I do think I'm somewhere on the spectrum, but I'm not going to get a diagnosis because I don't think it's severe enough to impact my life, and I don't think it's severe at all. But I don't introduce myself as, hi, I'm Allie and I have ADHD.
Right, you know, anyways.
It's not something that I really mention because it doesn't impact my life very much.
Yeah. Kind of going back to, like, what we were talking about earlier, but Ali, you asked, like, if do you think there's any skills that we've picked up over quarantine? It seems weird to think about this, but I, like, just this year started sewing, like, a lot. And it seems like I've been doing that for forever because quarantine has lasted literally a lifetime. But I just started sewing this year, which has been really fun and very cool. And so, like, I made over quarantine, like, 5 dresses while we're still in quarantine. I made 5 dresses and, like, a shirt and, like, I don't know. I made a bunch of clothes, which is very cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. Over quarantine, I started doing embroidery. It's funny. We both started doing, like, very traditional, like, I don't know. I don't want to say, like, traditional housewife things.
Yeah,
they kind of are, but they predate like the 1950s housewife. But those are definitely like housewife skills. Not that.
Yeah.
Even though that's like very outdated, I'm not trying to say that.
Not me, literally doing cross stitch as we speak. Like, honestly.
Okay. Yeah. But I started doing embroidery. Which embroidery is a very cheap hobby to pick up. Do not go to Hobby Lobby for your supplies, because they are, do your expensive. Research. They're not only expensive, but they are also, a lot of their profits go to charities that do conversion therapy.
Yeah, gross.
So, yeah, gross. So go to Michael's or whatever, and you can pick up embroidery hoops, and you can pick up so much string, and you can probably... You could start embroidering for under $20.
Yeah.
Which
I got like I kid you not, like, I cross stitch and like do some embroidery, which is basically the same thing except for like cross stitch uses a different type of fabric. But I got like a giant thing of embroidery thread and like 8 embroidery hoops on Amazon for probably under $20, and it's lasted me, like, it's been like 2 years since I got that. So
also, if you have a grandmother who is like very into that, like, was a 1950s housewife or, you know, born in the 1950s, they are also great resources and will send you hoops and pick out embroidery thread for you. At least that was my experience with it. So embroidery, very cheap hobby, and I find it relaxing because of the repetition of strokes. You know, I'm moving my hands around. All the people listening to this, you know, all 7 of them. if there's even that many. It's very relaxing. Mm-hmm. And for me, at least, it might not be for other people. Yeah, and it's a decently cheap hobby, so I'd say go for that.
Yeah. Going along with this kind of, topic, do you think there's anything that, like, has changed about you, like, since, you know, COVID and everything blew up this year? Just kind of this year, how do you think you've changed? I'm going to answer this first because I have a good example. Maybe that'll get you guys thinking. But I feel like my aesthetic has, like, completely changed. My style has completely changed, like, since, you know, February or something, which is so weird, like, that it was that long ago. I don't even know. But I have, like, I kind of didn't have, like, an aesthetic before. I was just kind of, like, I'm just, like, a person, and I dress like this, you know? But, like, now I'm, like, oh, yeah, there are words to, like, what I feel inside my heart and my brain. Like, that was good words. I feel like, so I've become, like, my, like, decor aesthetic has become very cottagecore, and, like, over the summer especially, like, style was very cottagecore. Now that it went into the fall, I've, like, been a little more, like, dark academia, like, witchy sort of vibes, which is cool. And, yeah.
Sasha's a witch.
Confirmed.
Leanne, what about you?
I don't know. I feel like I've been trying to change my personality, like, a little bit. Like, I don't know. I'm just trying to, like, be nicer to people. Like, I don't know. Like, be more.
I feel that.
I know. Yeah. I'm really, like, an empathetic person, and, like, I don't really understand. So instead of, I don't know, it's kind of getting on my nerves when people just, like, when you complain about a problem and they're just, like, same or, like, that sucks. Like, I don't know. I'm trying to, like, create more, like, better responses to, like, stuff like that.
I've never been attacked more.
Yeah, no, I would have, I mean, okay, like, I said these things before, so don't get me wrong. I'm just trying to be, like, better about it and, like, being more aware of, like, what people are saying and stuff like that. I don't know.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, so I'm not a very empathetic person. Like, I'm sympathetic and I have compassion, but I'm not a very empathetic person. If somebody tells me a problem, I will try to fix their problem, which I understand is not always what somebody wants, but that's sort of my personality type. So from that point of view, I really respect that. You're trying to improve that on yourself, Leanne. So good on you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So since the start of quarantine, I think that I have definitely changed. For some context here, I used to have really long hair. I don't anymore. I cut it all off in June. Not all of it. But I did cut it into, like, a longish pixie / short-ish bob. I want to cut it again right now because it's sort of like a long, medium bob type of vibe. And it's just, it's not really my thing. Yeah, so I cut my hair. So, like, very, very superficial, not superficial, very
external
outwardly
change.
Appearance sort of thing. And then I used to wear makeup every day. I wore mascara and I did my eyebrows and I wore concealer. And sometimes I wore foundation and sometimes they wore eyeshadow. And a lot of time I wore, like, a lip, like a fun one.
Yeah.
I wear almost no makeup now. If it is a special occasion, I will put on mascara and do my eyebrows, and that's basically it.
Yeah.
But that being said, I've also, this is contradictory, but I've also been having more fun with makeup. I also have been having more fun with makeup. Like, I like to experiment with makeup. I like to do it pretty, you know? But that's not something... I don't feel like I need to wear makeup all the time.
Like, before it was, like, this thing you did because you were going places and you felt like you needed... I mean, this is just my experience. Let me know if I'm wrong. But, like, it was the thing that you did to look like a functioning person, and then you kind of realized that you don't really need to wear makeup anymore, and that's not a thing that is, like, necessary. But, like, having fun with it has been more... Like, you've had more fun with the art of makeup. Am I
definitely
on track with that?
Yeah, so, I'm gay, if you don't know. But like, I never wanted to be the very stereotypical butch gay person. So I would always try to wear like a bit of makeup to, you know, because I didn't want to be that stereotype. You know, so I would wear makeup. And then this year I've definitely turned into more of a soft butch. Not really like all the way there. And obviously stereotypes are harmful, and
not all of them,
but like don't categorize me by the stereotypes, but I'm gonna right. say that I am kind of a soft butch.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas before I was very femme.
Mm-hmm.
Basically just because I found that's more comfortable for me in my style currently.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was gonna say, like, I guess another topic that's been really starting 2020 is definitely, like, I know you guys like race, definitely that's like a big one, especially for like me, like, I don't know, because mm-hmm. like I don't know, it's very confusing because like you want to be like, I don't know, considerate and stuff, but it's like hard to get your information sometimes. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know where I'm going with this. It's just kind of like, I feel like it's opened up more conversations for me and like my family, so we've been able to talk about it a little bit more. I don't know what you guys have to say about that.
Yeah, like I am shocked that in 2020 there are still debates whether, you know, somebody of a different race is equal as a human being. Black Lives Matter, and it shouldn't be a political issue.
Yeah. So it's a moral issue. And if you don't think Black Lives Matter, then there's something wrong with you. Sorry.
Yeah.
We are biased, by the way, so.
Obviously. Yeah. If you don't believe us, oh, I guess that isn't an episode that we have put up. But we did take a political compass test. So mm-hmm.
We're all pretty much the same.
We're very democratic. Or we lean very democratic to the left.
Yeah.
Black Lives Matter. And mm-hmm. that shouldn't be a political statement. Wearing masks shouldn't be a political statement. And I only say that in reference to this because some idiots think it's a political statement not to wear a mask. It's not. You're just dumb.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like,
yeah.
Sorry, I'm apparently very passionate on this issue, which I knew, but like.
That's great. I mean, snaps.
Keeping people safe, man. Anyways.
I don't know. I just think it's ridiculous that people are judged by things that they can't control rather than the things that they can control. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't control that I'm gay, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, Leanne can't control her race.
Mm-hmm.
No one
can control their race.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, so why judge us on that if you could just
be quiet.
Yeah, you can judge me on my personality, but don't
judge people on actions, not on what they look like or what people they love. You know, it doesn't really matter. Anyways, sorry, I feel like we're repeating ourselves.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna like change course a little bit.
One second, I have one question for you guys. Kind of a little weird knowing that you guys like have white privilege. Like, that's an interesting question.
I don't think it's weird. Well, yes, it's weird, but I just mean, like, that wasn't something that was new to me, you know? Yeah. And, like, my mom, I feel like I was very educated in, like, race issues from, like, a very young age, because I lived in Alaska for a little bit, and that was very white there, obviously, because cold, but, the place where I lived anyways, but my mom has been really good at, like, educating me from when I was really young of, like, yo, we are blonde, blue-eyed white girls who are attractive in some way, so we have a lot of privilege and you need to realize that. And like, I, you know, it wasn't something that like was a surprise to me when the Black Lives Matter movement came out, but it has been good that it's like obviously a bigger issue now that in like the minds of people, because it is a big issue and we need to fix it. But point is, I don't know where I was going with that, but like,
yeah. Yeah, I think I definitely have privilege being white. I will never know what it's like to be a racial minority. And while I am a minority in a different way, it's not something that somebody would know directly by looking at me.
Yeah.
And so while they might have bias and be homophobic. It's not like they're not going to be outwardly homophobic the same way that somebody would be outwardly racist. Yeah. If that makes sense, because it's not like I'm wearing a shirt that says, I'm gay, judge me for it. Right. It's something that you learn after you get to know me a bit. But, like, definitely, I think I experience white privilege, you know, and I try to use my voice and try to use that privilege to help other people, you know, not specifically people of different race, but specifically for the LGBTQ community, because that's something that I'm part of. And it's not that, like, I totally would advocate for, you know, people of different races, but I feel like my advocation is more for the LGBTQ community, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And, like, it's better to listen to other people rather than, you know, like, step forward and, I don't know.
Yeah, but it's, like, an interesting question, because I was like, I don't benefit from it, so.
Right. And, yeah, like, sorry, this is, like, off track. I feel like we're just kind of, like, talking as friends now, you know, it's not really. But anyways, this is cool, having an intelligent conversation with another human that isn't seven, because I have little sisters. Anyways, so, like, there was this whole thing that blew up with, like, Mikey Glamancore earlier, and it was basically, like, this, I don't know, look it up if you want to know the full drama, but, like,
important.
No, but there was drama that, like, occurred, like, there was...
Yeah, definitely, okay.
It is YouTube drama. Point is, there was stuff that blew up, and basically, like, Mikey was gaslighting this Black woman for, like, saying that she was handed all of her, like, all of her success because she was Black, and that, like, all those things, like, those are what, you know, the racist people use as, like, a, I don't know, something to support their point, is, like, oh, yeah, there's this, like, oh, the most popular beauty YouTubers are gay men, so they are handed their, like, success because they're gay, and it's, like, no.
It's, like, no, they just have better makeup skills than you, honey.
Yeah, we kind of did get off topic, my bad.
Actually, no, Jeffree Star is, not a person. Is a terrible person, and we hate him.
Like, at our school, there's not really, like, a lot of, I guess, people of color, like, I don't know.
We live in a very white place right now.
Oh, like, my God, yeah.
I mean, okay, like, a lot of people do support the Black Lives Matter movement, but, like, some don't.
No, yeah, and I'm just saying, like, our school is not diverse in any way, shape, or form. Yeah. Like, I mean, I'd say, like, you know, there's, like, the one thing that we do have is I feel like, I mean, I might be just biased, but, like, there's quite a few LGBTQ people at our school.
Yeah, there are.
But that's just Gen Z in general, so.
Yeah.
But we don't have a lot of racial diversity is my point there.
No, you go. Sorry.
Okay. I was just going to say, like, I feel like I kind of have a unique perspective because, like, you know, I am adopted, so, like, I don't know, I'm just seen as Asian, but, like, I don't know, it's, like, complicated, because, like, I'm seen as Asian, but, like, I don't really know Asian culture, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's my
totally.
So we're gonna take a little break, and because all of us are broke and none of us want to pay for Zoom Premium, so we're gonna switch over to another Zoom meeting. And, yeah, so we will be right back. Enjoy the little
interlude music.
Hey guys, we're going to interrupt the break really quick to promote our social media and Gmail accounts.
Yeah, our new Instagram account is @societal.teens, and you can use our Instagram to get notifications on when we post. Learn more about us, your hosts, and you can DM us topic ideas or questions.
You can also email our Gmail account, societalteens@gmail.com, with ideas for topics and questions.
All right, that's it. Thank you for listening.
Welcome back for a break. I started recording that a little bit early, so. So now we're going to talk about what we want for 2020. whether that be through our hopes and quote unquote dreams. And
we're talking about 2021, yeah?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, you said 2020.
Yeah, we're going to do the same year over again. Okay, but like, quick question for you guys. Mm-hmm. If you woke up on January 1st, 2020, with all the knowledge that we have now, what would you do? What would you do with that knowledge?
I would fly down to the White House, tell Donald Trump that he sucks, and that he should make a plan for COVID so that we're not in this situation right now. Realistically, I would probably have started wearing a mask earlier and started taking it seriously a lot earlier. Because I would say it probably took me until like May to really like be a responsible human about COVID. Like,
oh my gosh, school closed and I was like, yay, extra spring break.
Yeah.
And like, my mom's like, you're not going back this year. And I'm like, yeah, I will. It will be fine by May.
Yeah, that's literally me. I was like, oh, it'll be fine.
Yeah. And my mom told me I couldn't have sleepovers with my friends, and I got so mad at her.
Oh my God, like, you did. Mom. You texted me.
I was like, Mom, this is so dumb. Like, it's fine. Like, I already hung out with them, and it's like, you're so stupid. Like, I, basically. So I would have started taking it seriously a lot earlier, and I don't even know.
I was just gonna make like the most time with my friends, you know, like
yeah, oh yeah, that's a better answer than what I said. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think I would really try to get out of the house as much as I could because like I'm so sick of my family now. I mean, I love them still, all to death.
Yeah,
but like I have been stuck in the house with them for 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot.
And it's funny that you say that because I was going to say that I feel like I've gotten closer to my family this year. Like,
no, definitely I have. I also have been in the house with them for 9 months. I totally love them and appreciate them. But also,
yeah,
I would love to not be around them all the time.
Yeah.
What goals do you guys have for 2021. 2021. There we go. I don't know. I said like 3 times. I was like, what? My brain.
Yeah. Goals. I think I want to get a job.
2021, won't it be fun?
But you don't have a job?
I don't have a job. So I babysit, and that was where most of my income was coming from. But now, both my parents work from home. So I'm making absolutely no money. That's kind of depressing. So I want to get a job probably in 2021.
I want a job. I don't know. Where I work, we're always hiring, so it's chill.
Where do you work?
Banana Republic.
Let's bleep it.
Well, it's a store that could be anywhere, so it's fine.
And I work at Banana Republic, and I'm still hiring.
Okay.
It's chill.
I kind of want to work in a coffee shop because I'm like, I don't know. I had the same conversation earlier today, but like
Starbucks.
I really want to work somewhere that I would enjoy working at, which is like really a lot to ask for being a teenager who just wants to make minimum wage, but I really want to work at a coffee shop. I want to work in the town that I live in and not in one of the adjacent towns because I don't want to drive very far, but again, probably too much to ask, so.
Hulk's daughters or something, I don't know.
Yeah.
Unrealistically, I would love to get a job, but realistically, my availability hours are slim to none.
Mm-hmm.
Between dance that I do 4 days a week to 5 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I should have said it 4 to 5 days a week. Between that and like also I have other commitments on the weekend and also classes.
It's just wanting to have a life.
Yeah. I just realistically don't think I'm going to be able to get a job, especially since I'm privileged enough to not need it financially.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that.
Yeah.
I'd love to do that, but
realistically. See, yeah, my parents don't pay for anything. Like, if I want new clothes, I have to pay for it. So, like, I. And if I want to buy presents for my friends, like, I have to pay for it. If I want to go do fun things, I have to pay for it. So, anyways, I need a job. Point is, another goal I think I have for 2021 is, like, apply for colleges and maybe get into some of them. Yeah. Because that would be cool. Going to college. Education. Yeah, going to college. Next year is my senior year, so again, probably won't be applying until like
you can later, but admissions and stuff.
Probably, yeah, but because I'm a procrastinator, might not do that.
You shouldn't go in with that goal, though.
No, yeah. I'm just saying, like, realistically, probably won't get early admission because my life sucks, so, sorry, a little bit apathetic there. I just mean, I have a lot going on, and yeah. College, like, honestly, my goal right now is just, like, not fail high school. Not that I'm failing, but, like,
oh my gosh, sorry.
I just, yeah, like, right now, there are so many things going on in my life that if I get, like, good grades, that's, like, a victory among the highest, like, things. Same. Anyways.
Yeah. What about you, Leanne? What are your goals?
Like, one of my goals is to be, like, I guess, like, a year about, like, focusing on me, kind of, in a way. Like, I don't know. Just one, being, like, nicer to myself. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like I'm, like, my
That's
own
a good goal. Just,
like, critic. Like, I'm really bad.
Oh, I agree with that, totally.
Yes.
Like, for myself.
Yes, like, I'm really pad to myself sometimes, like, I don't know.
My goals, next year, I really want to be, I want to mature as a dancer. Yeah, that's something that I've been focusing on for a while, you know, my whole dance career, but, like, also next year is really my last year to make it count, you know? Yeah. And then I'm going to graduate, and while I would still love to dance, I don't know how often I will get to be in a real studio or anything.
Yeah.
I've got some stuff in the works, but I want to continue and once again be more mature with what I choreograph. Also, I want to be more on top of my accountability. I want to be more accountable, which is something that I definitely struggle with. So, but that's been a goal for a really long time, and
yeah,
I personally dislike the idea of a New Year's resolution.
Right.
This is going off topic a bit, so I apologize for that. But I'm gonna go off topic anyway. But I personally dislike the idea of a New Year's resolution because it's like, why are you waiting until January 1st to improve something about yourself?
Yeah.
That you could just improve about yourself on December 26th or October 1st. Like, you don't need to wait till January to say, okay, I'm going to start eating better, or okay, I'm going to be more accountable, or
yeah. I feel like we should always, like, just going off of that, we should always be trying to improve ourselves and always be trying to improve our life. You know, obviously, like, technical things, like, I want to work out every single day, stuff like that. Like, yeah, sure, that's a great thing to start doing on January 1st if you need that motivation. But, like, you know, stuff about, like what Leanne was talking about, I want to try to be more compassionate. Like, you should be trying to do, like, things like that, trying to be a better person. I want to try and advocate for, like, I don't know, the Black community. Like, you can be doing that every single day of your life. So, like, you shouldn't wait. Anyways.
But also, it is a new start. And, well, personally, it doesn't mean anything to me. It might mean something a lot. Like, it might mean something a lot. That right there is clapping for my beautiful English. But it might mean a lot to another person, that they can track it and say, okay, it's the 44th day of the year and I have worked out 32 times. But, like, I feel like the other thing with New Year's resolutions is January 1st or January 14th, beautiful, wonderful, it's going great. But, like, realistically, I don't know how many people actually stick to their resolutions.
I'd say next to none.
Yeah.
And, like, just kind of going off of that, I know personally, I am a whole, like, big perfectionist energy. So, like, if I, like, set, like, harsh goals for myself, like, that isn't productive to me. I, like, reflecting and saying, like, I have this whiteboard in my room, and I have, like, goals, and, like, I'll do, like, Friday goals, like, what I'm gonna do on Friday of this week, or, like, right now it says winter break goals, and one of them is get caught up on all my late work and all my classes. And like just setting goals that aren't like harsh, like I want to work out 7 days a week, or I want to do one late assignment every single day, like stuff
also,
like that.
So this is your PSA. Do not work out every day. Your body will hate you.
Well, okay.
If you're working out every day, be sure to work out different parts of your body. If you, for example, do not work out your core 7 days in a row, you will not be able to walk. Do not do arms.
Be safe, do your research.
Yes, be safe, do your research.
Okay. But what I was saying is, like, setting harsh goals, like a New Year's resolution, for example, isn't productive to me, because if I set a harsh goal for myself, I'm going to hate myself if I don't do it. And, like, something I've been getting better at is, like, giving myself slack and like letting myself breathe and being like, yo, you feel bad today, so how about you just watch Doctor Who and cross stitch a present for your friend instead of hating yourself and doing 3 hours of homework. Like, I've been better at giving myself breaks, which, you know, can be said that maybe not my power keeps doing weird things, so sorry if you see me make weird faces at the lights, but it's been good kind of to, you know, like I can breathe and like, you know, this is kind of a bit of self-doubt of like, is this a good thing? Because like, I'm not getting as much stuff done, but I feel like it is, because you know what? You only live once. High school, like, I don't want to hate every ounce of high school, like, because I'm doing like a million assignments, and like, I want to be able to raise a little bit.
And be like, hey, high school, there were parts of it that sucked, but overall it was a good experience.
Yes.
I don't want to be one of those people that says, I hate high school. High school was the worst time of my life.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to say, like, that's a bad thing.
Some people just don't like high school, and that's fine.
Right, and that's totally understandable. But for me personally, I'm going to make an effort so that way I can remember these years fondly. Because I do not, for the most part, I do not have fond memories of middle school. Mm-hmm. There are definitely, you know, good times there. But I don't really have good memories of middle school because of stuff that was happening in my personal life. I didn't have a lot of friends, and like there was some other stuff happening. It's a whole long story. And I don't want my high school years to be like, that was the worst time in my life, because I would rather remember it fondly.
Yeah. Definitely.
Like fondly as in the concept of it was good while it lasted, but I'm glad that it's over. Versus, I am so glad that I'm done with that.
Right. Ow, I just stabbed myself with a needle. We're good. By the way, I'm doing cross stitch. I didn't like shoot up with drugs or something. Anyways, sorry.
Like, I already hate high school, but I don't know. I guess another goal that I had for myself coming back to it was, one, be nicer to myself, and like, two, like maybe try to be happier. I don't know.
I mean, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like that's hard for me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I guess mm-hmm. I was, like, technically diagnosed. Like, not even diagnosed. I just, like, took a test, and my therapist was like, all right, you kind of have anxiety, like, a lot, and then you kind of have depression as well. So like,
you kind of have anxiety a lot. Yeah. I'm sorry that I laughed at that, but that's, like, me, so go ahead.
No, it's fine. Like, I deal with social anxiety. That's the kind of anxiety that I personally deal with. Like, the most, mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah.
I do deal with depression sometimes. So, yeah, that's why high school is not the best for me, but...
Right, I'm not trying to take anything away from that and just saying for me personally.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, like, I'm really excited to, like, be an adult. I mean, I'm, like, old for my grade, so I'm going to be an adult, like, next August. Oh, my God, yay!
Yay, tattoos!
But, literally. But, like, I don't really know where I was going with that, but, I just want to, like, have good vibes about high school, you know? Like,
yeah, definitely.
So, I, like, want to make the best of it, like, if I can.
I love how Sasha's like, I'm old for the grade. I'm going to be 18 in August. So, I'm young for the grade. I'm going to be 17 in September.
Yeah, that's so funny. I'm sorry. Yeah. That sounded sarcastic, but it's so funny.
You are young. What the heck? Wait, you're young.
Yeah, so... Real quick tangent, I missed the cutoff, so technically I shouldn't even be in our grade. I should mm-hmm. be in the grade behind us.
Yeah.
But I was smart, I guess.
Yeah. Since my birthday's in, like, a weird spot, my parents, like, I could be a senior right now, but my parents were like, no, we want her to be old and mature for her grade, which I used to hate because all the people that I met that were my age were a grade ahead of me and they thought I was stupid. But now I'm so happy because guess what? I get to drive before all my friends. I get to get tattoos before all my friends. And okay, it's just, like, kind of fun.
Not only you got your license almost exactly when you were 16, you know, mm-hmm. a little bit after.
September 3rd, I got to drive to the first day of school last year.
Correct.
Not last year. Well, yeah, like 2 years ago.
Meanwhile, I don't have my license yet.
Really?
I know it's sad. I don't meet all the requirements to take the driving tests. I passed the written test, but I have not taken the driving test yet.
Oh, I can drive my friends next month, so that's fun in January. Mm-hmm.
Start driving. Yeah.
I did fail the written test, though.
Oh, really? I did not.
Can't relate.
What no, the heck?
I passed, but I almost didn't.
It was two questions, okay? I failed by two questions. And then
I passed by one question. So
nice. I think I got, like, a pretty good score on the written. Sorry, this is a tangent, but, yeah.
Yeah, okay. 2021, I'm gonna drive. I'm gonna get my license.
Yeah.
It's fun to just, like, drive with your friends, at, like, in the morning or something. Like, early in the morning, just blasting music. Now.
Yeah. My favorite thing about, like, being able to drive is, like, sorry, I'm just, like, bragging for a second, but my favorite thing about being able to drive is, like, being able to drive with my friends. It's just, like, drive places and be like, hey, it's 11 p.m. Do you want to go get Jones Soda at this, at QFC? And it's like, yeah, sure, let's go do that. Or, like, let's go drive to the falls at 1 a.m. and, like, look at how pretty it is. Like,
wait, you've done that? Because that's
cool. Yeah, it's really fun. So, anyways, that's cool. And you should get your license so you can do fun things, too.
We're just gonna
try laughing like I'm not gonna do that.
Just get a friend who drives me everywhere, to be honest. Like
Sasha, drive me everywhere.
Yep. I don't know. I feel like, you know, 2020 has been a weird year.
Very
bad year. Like, remember when we thought 2016 was the worst year ever?
Oh my god. And
it wasn't.
It's been downhill from there.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think fondly, like, when I was in 2019, you know, I wasn't like, this is a good year, but oh my god, 2019, like, summer 2019, TikTok, like,
yeah, oh my gosh,
there are so many good things about 2019, and now it's all over. It's,
I was like, 2020 is gonna be a great year.
Ugh, no. 2020 vision, no.
Yeah, oh my god, I remember that. Kanye, okay. 2020.
Point is, hey, it's been a whack year. Like, nobody's trying to get around.
We are going to listen to this at the end of 2021 and be like, ah, yes, the good times, 2020.
Sorry. But
I'm laughing because it's true. I mean,
we hope it's uphill from here.
Yes.
I mean, how much further is rock bottom if it's not?
I'm here and I brought a shovel. Like,
we're already there. Be like,
okay, sorry. So, like, you know, this has been a whack year. I said this already. It's been kind of funny, but you know what? We started a podcast. We started learning new skills. We tried to improve ourselves, and we're here. And honestly, like, without COVID, like, I think this wasn't the worst thing in the world. I mean, I say that. I mean, it kind of was, but, like, you know, we're all better people for it. And I'm hoping that we can all
Except for Jeff Bezos,
eat the rich.
I have a quality riddle here.
Okay. I'm ready for it.
When does Christmas come before Thanksgiving?
When does it come before Thanksgiving?
Yes.
In the alphabet? I don't know.
You're on the right track.
Wait, that sounded stupid. I was like, alphabet.
No. That was, like, smart. Well, I mean, you know, the year is a circle, right? So, like, it comes before Sorry, that didn't sound intelligent. Like, we go, time is like a circle, like years.
No, I got you.
Like, so like something like if you want to think about it, that December is the first month of the year, like then it comes before Thanksgiving.
Are you ready for the answer?
Sure.
When does Christmas come before Thanksgiving in the dictionary?
Okay, so an alphabet. Okay, Leanne was right.
Wow.
So I think that's going to do it for us this week. Exciting news. Please don't skip this. please email us at societalteens@gmail.org. No, .com. Don't email it .org.
Wait, say it again because then I'll cut it out.
Okay, exciting news. Please don't skip this. You can email us at societalteens@gmail.com. You can email us topics. You can email us not me
questions.
Things. Don't get questions.
This hasn't been a super organized podcast. You know, we're kind of just doing what we want to do. So if you want to like get advice, that'd be cool. Like send in an advice question. Be like, can be help like the McElroys. Yeah. Anyways.
Okay. Yeah. Everyone should go listen to My Brother and Me.
Or Schmanners. Or like or anything Schmanners, by
or
them.
Or Sawbones. Or The Adventure Zone.
Or Run, a Doctor Who fan cast. Anyways. But only if you watch Doctor Who. It would be kind of confusing if you didn't watch Doctor Who. Okay.
Anyway, please email us.
Anyways, please email us.
If you want it to be anonymous, just like right at the top, make this anonymous.
Yeah.
We won't judge you.
Or well, just don't sign your name to it. I mean,
well, we might be able to see their email, but yeah.
Everything anonymous unless said otherwise.
Yeah, we'll just assume it's anonymous. If you want to sign a funny name, that'd be cool too.
Yeah.
Okay. So happy. Cheers to the end of 2021. No.
I'm going to cheers you with my tea.
Cheers to the end of 2020. I'm going to go take a nap, apparently, because that's what I need to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Societal Teens will see you in 2021.